One, two, three, four.
History of the Cincy Blues Fest. I mean, it started in Music Hall 21 years ago. Isn't that how it worked?
Actually, it started in Music Hall, and shortly after that, they moved it to Sawyer Point. Moving it to Sawyer Point gave us the opportunity to bring in a lot more people, and it also gave us a chance to sell beer. So it is a fundraiser for the BITS program. So come down and enjoy some great music, and keep growing with us. Every year we seem to get better bands and more popular bands.
What's the BITS program?
The BITS program is the Blues in the Schools program, which I am the coordinator for, and then John Riddell is the mentor. And what we do is we go out to schools, libraries, and such, and we give a little history on the blues.
I'm your crosscut saw, gonna bear me in your wood. I'm your crosscut saw. Baby, drag me across your lawn.
How many stages are there?
There are actually three stages at the festival itself. Friday night at the Arches stages, we have a showcase stage, and it's the Women in Blues. And the headliner for that night is E.G. Kite. And they also have three other local bands that are fronted by women, Rio and the Ramblers, The Juice, and the Tempted Souls Band. And then Saturday night, we have on the Arches stage, the Boogie Piano stage, and we have some unbelievable talent from all over the world, and a couple from here locally, obviously. We've got Ricky Nielby playing, and a great young man by the name of Ben Levin will be tearing it up, and I believe Ben's about 11 years old now.
Seriously?
Yes.
11 years old?
Yeah,
I can't wait. It sounds like fun.
He's awesome. And then we have the Budweiser main stage. On Saturday night, the main act will be Watermelon Slim and the Workers.
Oh, good. Watermelon Slim. Now, Brian, I know you get a kick out of Watermelon Slim. Tell me your experience of Watermelon Slim, Brian.
He's quite a character. He dresses different. The music's kind of stripped down at times, and he's always got a funny story to tell with his music, and he's quite animated when he plays. I mean, just from his gestures to he'll be laying down out there. I mean, he's really a showman to see and really enjoy seeing. He's played at the Cincy Blues Fest, I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago, yeah. He was headlining then, too.
Headlining, and, I mean, you really got to see this guy. I mean, he really puts on a show. He's not just going to sit there. I can tell you that. But quite a character.
And who else, Chuck? I mean, Watermelon Slim sounds like a character. Anybody, I mean, all these, it's going to be difficult to decide. It's going to be difficult to decide. But do you have a story about somebody that you've experienced that you say you have got to see this stage?
Yeah, you've got to see Stacy Mitchart and his band, Cincinnati. Born and raised in Cincinnati, I believe the Forest Park area. And he's coming back up from Nashville, and he's going to be doing a show. He was here for the Winter Blues Fest, so if you were lucky enough to catch him then, but he doesn't really come to this part of town very often, and it's always nice to see Stacy and his band.
A homegrown pick.
A homegrown pick, yeah.
And it's time. I mean, it's almost here.
Yes, it's actually happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. It takes place down at Sawyer Point. The gates open about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, about the same on Saturday.
No kidding. Thanks a lot, you guys. So glad to have you here. And you really have enthused all of us. So we'll all be there at Cincy Blues Fest.
We look forward to seeing everybody down there.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I cut your wood so easy for you. You can't help but say hot dog.